We're going to start in a number of seconds from the Gemara of the Amud Beis, Ayin Amud Beis. We're going to start again from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the top. The middle of the story of Yehuda coming to Rav Nachman, and he had been called to Din Torah. And again, a strange story. Rav Yehuda was Rishiva in Popadisa, Rav Nachman was Rosh Dayan in Narda, and for some reason, they didn't communicate well, meaning Rav Yehuda is, you know, trying to let Rav Nachman know he's upset at him. Till Yalsa, the wife of Rav Nachman, sends him a message, get him out of here. So obviously, they didn't know who they were dealing with. Or they didn't know, that he didn't remember that he sent him Hazmanah to Din Torah. Literally didn't remember. Like, what are you doing here? Like, I never sent, and his wife also didn't know that Rav Nachman had sent Hazmanah to Din Torah. That's why she said, just do his thing and get him out of here. He's making you an Amoritz. Again, very difficult story. It's not like we're dealing with some normal, regular person. We're dealing with Yehuda, who was Rishiva in Pumbedisa. And it seems that when they met Rav Nachman, like Rav Nachman didn't know who he was for some reason, or acted like, I can't explain the story. I don't know. Amalai, Taska das Menusa Shadim Arab Asroi. You sent me Hazmana. I'm here because you sent me Hazmana. Amalai Ashta Shusa de Marla Gemir, and I can't talk your language. Everything I said, you told me I should have used a different word. Taska das Menusa Mishadim Lamar, I would invite you to Din Torah. I obviously would have the Derech Eretz of not calling you to come to Din Torah to me. So Abig Diska das Menusa, Mi Bechadeh. So he took it out of his breast pocket, and he showed him the star of Hazmana. The Achzila, he showed it to him. He took it out and showed it to him. Amalai Hagavra, Vahadiska. Here is the person, and here is the Hazmana. Meaning, I didn't make it up. Look. Amalai Hayav Asimar Lahachi, Lishtoi Mosai, Milai. Truthfully, is you shouldn't have to stand in the entire here. I should tell you to have a wonderful day. But since you're here already, I'm going to let's talk it over. Because people shouldn't say that we flatter each other, that the person didn't get a fair hearing because you're a Rabbanon. It's one thing I wouldn't have invited you to Din Torah, but you're here already. You're here, and I don't do it. It looks bad, and therefore, I want you to go to Din Torah. Okay?
Yes, doctor. The question is that
Rabbanon
is not
Rabbanon
as much what is wrong with someone who has legal authority, which is not in that, yeah, absolutely, and was vested in them to maintain public order. What is wrong with them calling someone eminent? I mean, you've got this one.
The rule, I guess, what the Gemara is teaching us is that if you want someone eminent to go to Din Torah, you have to go to someone at least as eminent as him. You cannot ask the Gadol Hadar to come to Din Torah in front of the Cleveland Bezin. I mean, I'm not knocking the Cleveland Bezin, but you didn't invite Reb Chaim Knievsky to come to Din Torah in front of Cleveland Bezin. You just don't do such things.
The Cleveland Bezin does not have the same social...
I picked Cleveland Bezin. There are Bezins in the world. You don't ask them to come to the Bezin of Ada Haredes either. Or whatever Bezin you want to talk about. The Bezin has to be of equal stature to the people who call to Din Torah. At least of equal stature. That's what the Gemara is saying.
The only thing that I can think of is we have a concept nowadays, which is a modern concept, that people are equal before the law. That, you know, in the words of John Adams, the government of law is not of men. In which case, it doesn't matter. This was not the case during the time of the Reish Galusa. But the idea of people being above the law was...
I'll take it and say it one more time. I don't want to argue about this. If you would have called him to Din Torah in front of Rav Huna, there would have been no question. Rav Huna was greater than Rav Yehuda, who was his Rebbe, or Talmud Chaver, I shouldn't say was his Rebbe, but at least he was of the same stature. Therefore, Rav Yehuda would go to Din Torah on no questions asked. But you don't call Rav Yehuda to a bezin of people that are smaller than him.
He's above the law.
Not above the law, that's what I'm trying to say.
No, the term phrase about the law, it has to do with the construction of the way in which law related citizenry.
Well, this is the way the law is constructed then. You go to a people at least as big as you are in front of Din Torah. Okay, let's move on. Zakti Gemara, Amalai, my time is Sham Timarla Hugavra. So Rav Nachman asked Rav Yehuda, why did you put him in Chayram? So he said, seriously, Chadirabaran. He was Mitzayr, my Shliach, the Mepharshim pointed out to Mashal. He did not say he was Mechayr of me. Because of the Anivas of Rav Yehuda, he said he didn't say a word about himself. What he said is, he was Mitzayr Shluch Adirabaran, which is an Avera. You don't Mitzayr a Shluch Adirabaran who has authority to come and talk to, and you're Mitzayr him. That deserves Chayram. He could have said he was Mechayr of me, which is a worse Avera. But Rav Yehuda wasn't interested in pulling his rank over here. He just wanted to say he was Mitzayr Shluch Adirabaran. That's what Mashal said. Practically, Gemara ben Nogdemar. So Rav Nachman asked Rav Yehuda, so why don't you give Malkus the Rav Mangir Amand the Mitzayr Shluch Adirabaran? Rav gave Malkus and somebody of Mitzayr Shluch Adirabaran. Why did you do Chayram, which is a worse punishment than Malkus? So he told him the other Minei Avdilei. I wanted to give him a bigger punishment. Now some of Arshim learn. He was alluding to the fact that he did a worse Avera than being Mitzayr Shluch Adirabaran. Enoch Inami for Shluch Adirabaran, I would have given him Malkus. But he did worse, so I did worse. And he meant he was Mavaz and me. Some learn that it's the discretion of the Dayan to decide the degree of punishment. Yes, Malkus would have sufficed, been sufficient, but he felt, Rabbi Yehuda felt under the circumstance, he deserves more. So it's two ways to learn this Gemara, but it ends up the same way that Rabbi Yehuda decided to do more. Rashi, let's catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Charlie Tigray, that's from yesterday's Gemara. Send him away. Let me Mishu Le Tirgay to say, undo his Tainak. When you want to do it quickly, just take care of him. Get him out of here. My Why did you fly over here, swim over here? Come on. I don't even understand his language. Let's talk. Like Rabbi Kivager Shaken Su Shuta the Yanuka, Aidavua the Ima famous Gemara Sukkah. Kids speak the way they hear their parents speak. Shuta the Khasushadainani may from the Dabba Batakas Lushadai to speak with a clarity of language, but Dinam is made it like Bitmia. Abik Dizna Daz Medusa, Haiti Star Asmana Mechaika, Shishalokla Rav Nachman Shiavilavana. He made Chadai, Techaika from his lap, which meaning his breast pocket. Tell me why you think you're right against the person's argument. He was mavaza my shliach in front of himself. The chayim malchus. The rab mangir amad the mitzayr shluch adirabanan. The number of per kama. Nadif minei chamur mimeni asin siloi lekansai. I did a worse punishment. Weiter. He asked him back to the gemara. My time ach was my leida avdehu. Why did you announce that he's an Eved? Amalei, the Ragu, the Kar Inchi Avdi, he always calls people Avadim Kananim, but Tani, Kalapaisu, Bumumai Paisu. And we learned whoever apostles people is doing his own mum. Veinim Adabi Mishrachal Le'olam, somebody who never speaks positively. He's always degrading people. And he called people Avadim, that's a simon, he's an Eved. Yamashmu, Bumumai Paisu. So Rav Nachman tells him, Shmuel didn't say he's a Vadai Eved. Shmuel said, worry about the fact that he might be an Eved. If you want to marry into his family, do a lot of research, because his indication is that he's possible because he always possibles. Shmuel didn't say this is 100% evidence. Did he say that he's, you should announce that he's an Eved? It's 100% positive. Shmuel said, if you wanted your daughter to marry this guy, do a lot of investigation, because there are indicators that he's puzzled. Because Kala Paisel, but Mumai Paisel. Got it. But to announce that he's an Eved, that nobody should marry into his family, and that his wife is not his wife because he's no Kedushin, all the ramifications of being an Eved? And the Hachi V'Hachi, now Rabbi Yehuda did not respond. Because while this was going on, the person who had tainus in Rabbi Yehuda, Amala, Yahu Bardine in Rabbi Yehuda, that person who he called an Eved was there, said, Lididi Karas Liavda, you call me an Eved, Asin Mibesh Chashminoi Malka? I come from the Chashminoi family. I'm a Mayuchas. How can you call me an Eved? Amala, Rabbi Yehuda told him, Haki Amrishvu, Kadamar Mibesh Chashminoi Akhasin Avdahu. whoever claims to be a descendant of Chashminoim is an Eved, because Gemara says he killed out the whole base of Chashminoim except one girl. He wanted to marry that girl so he could purify himself, as he's not an Eved Kanani. And she threw herself off a roof, and she announced when she threw herself down that there's no Chashminoim left. I was the last one. So anybody who claims he's Chashminoim is coming from Hurdus. He's an Eved. So he just proved my point that you're an Eved. I just want to finish a few more lines. So Rav Nachman says to Rav Yehuda, there's a problem here. You're the source of this quote from Shmuel, and the rule is, any quote in Halacha that is said when you're in the Gei B'davar, we can't accept. Meaning, if we would have known the Shmuel Halacha Mibes Chashminoi, fine, but we never heard it before. You're the one that's revealing it to me when it's the Gei you. So the Halacha is, I'm going to talk about Amrav Abba, Amrav Huna, Merav. Anytime a chacham tells over halacha, him kaidem by samra, not negay him, shaymer loy. Then lav, but if he tells it to us when it's negay him, ain't shaymer loy. We can't accept it. It's negay you. You're negay b'davar. You're quoting halacha from Shmuel, but it's negay you.
Is this story that happened 500 years ago? Nobody knew.
I'm just telling you what it says. Okay, let me do this. I'm a lay. Oikar of Masna, the Koya Kavasi. Rav Masna was there when Shmuel said it as well. Dr. Gemara, I'm not making this up. You can check with Rav Masna. Okay, but usually Rav Masna's not in town. Dr. Gemara, Rav Masna, the Chazin, and Adar Tleishishni. Rav Masna had not been in the city for 13 years. Ahu Yayma Asa. That day, he walked into that dog. Amalei, so Rav Yehuda says to him, T'chir mar, my other Shmuel, T'cho achadi gar v'aguda v'achadi gar ha'mabra. Do you remember what Shmuel said when he had one leg? Aguda is on a wall? What did he translate Aguda? And one on the drawbridge. Or one on the boat.
The riverbank,
thank you. And one on the boat? Amalei, so Master, sure I remember. Halki am Shmuel. Because I'm in Beis Chashminoi, Malki Gassina Abduhu. Well, Yishtai Minei, Elohi Revisa. Only one left with a girl. The Salka Ligru, she went up to the roof. Ram Yakola, Amra called Amri Beis Chashminoi, no Abduhu. Nafla Migra Omisa. She threw herself down or she fell off the roof and died. Achwas Avla Abduhu. So they announced that this guy's an Eved. Rav Yehuda was right. He called him an Eved. And it was proven right. He was an Eved. He admitted he was an Eved. He came from Beis Chashminoi, which is impossible. Yes, doctor.
The story was certainly, which gives a whole new life in calling your wife honey, but this was well known, but it also has nothing to do with anything. Hordus in the last of Hashemite had no offspring. I've never seen anything other than this saying Hordus then married an Eved. It would seem very silly of him, because he had absolute power. He could have married, forced anyone pretty much into the marriage.
Again, I'm not sure what you're asking, but I'll tell you what I think the answer is. Whoever Hurdus married, the kids are above them. Even if he would have married a girl from Chashminoi, the kids, I'm sorry, you're right. He would have married a Jewish girl, you're right. He married a Jewish girl, he would have married, it would have been kosher. But the Gemara is saying he did not marry a Jewish girl, so the Gemara is telling us he didn't marry a Gerish girl. He married within his own family, which were Avadim. That's what the Gemara is saying. And I can't question the Gemara's story of fact.
Have you seen anywhere else that...
Yeah, in Gemara Baba Basra, which says the same thing here. Same Gemara as the Baba Basra.
I need to have a better memory. Very good.
Okay, now, the problem is here. I'm sorry. Okay, so just to put this in historical perspective, Aristobulus and Hyrcanus were two Chashminoi brothers, I believe, that were arguing over the Melucha. It was a civil war. Each of them invited Rome to help them. They wanted Rome to help them win the thing. Meaning, at that point, from the days of Hanukkah till this, which is about 100 years, the Chashmonaim had been an independent country, not beholden to any foreign power. Putting it back in perspective. When the Yidden came back from Bayesheni, they were under Persian control. They were an independent country, but not really independent. They were part of the Persian Empire. They had rights within whatever the Persian Empire allowed them to do. Then the Greek Empire took over. The Greeks defeated the Persians and therefore conquered Alexander the Great, conquered Eretz-Israel, and they were under the auspices and rulership of the Greeks. Again, the Greeks didn't interfere right away into Jewish matters. They left the Yidden alone. But they were not an independent, free country that could do whatever they wanted. They were beholden under the control of the Greeks. Then came the story of Hanukkah, where the Greeks tried to eradicate Judaism. They lost. The days of Hanukkah, right? Rach b'yad me'atim, t'meim b'yad t'hayrim, sh'am b'yad t'adikim, z'edim b'yad t'ayzik, z'er z'echa. And then, Klal Yisrael became an independent country. That had not happened the first 200 years of Bayis Sheni. Not happened. Now they were independent country. They remained independent country for 100 years with no Geish Empire dominating them. They were a totally independent country. They had many wars, but they were independent country. At the end of that 100 years, and I'm not being exact whether it's 100 or 101 or 102 or 99, at the end of that Kufa, there was a civil war between Chashmonaim. And in order to win, they brought in a foreign power. Each of them appealed to Rome to help them win over their brother, Arisublus and Hyrcanus. That's what happens. There was a slave of one of them, I don't know who, named Hyrcanus, who decided, they're fighting, I'll be the third one in the fight, I want to become king. And he rebelled against them. The Romans decided not to help either of the brothers, but to help Hyrcanus. And they put Hyrcanus into the seat of power. And at that point, the Roman Empire became basically quasi-ruling over Eretz Yisrael. Hordus was Meshubah to them, see Gemara Baba Basra 4a, and Hordus was Meshubah to them. He had to work under their control. He had the right to run the country as long as he didn't interfere with their wants and needs, and that was Hordus. From then on, till the Churban Bayis, which is 100 years around, the Romans controlled Eretz Yisrael, and the ones who ran the country were descendants of Hordus, all of Adam Kanana. And therefore, there were no more Jewish kings. As a historical footnote, there, at that point, when Hordus took over, or shortly afterwards, Hillel was the Nasi. And we find from then on a new thing. Till Hillel, the Nasi was the biggest Talmud Chacham. They were not related to each other. Shimon HaTzadik, Antonidas Yisrochai, Yehuda ben Taba, Yehuda ben Rebbe, all these things, they were not related to each other. The biggest Talmud Chacham became the Nasi. From Hillel and on, straight through the end of Nasius, it became something that went from father to son. Hillel died, his son Shimon took over, after him Rebbe Gamliel took over, after him Shimon Gamliel took over, after Rebbe Gamliel, after Shimon Gamliel, Rebbe, that's what happened. Why? Dr. Amami Panda, very simply. Because till then, there was a Jewish king. The king was the highest office in the land, and the Nasi was the highest Tyra office in the land. Tyra doesn't go by Yerusha. The minute when Hordus took over, there was no longer a Jewish king. The highest office of Jewish, real Jewish people was the Nasi. It got the powers, not the powers, the, I don't know what word to use, attribute, whatever it is, it became the B'moklim HaKing. They didn't have the power of the king, but in Yiddishkeit, that was the highest office, and therefore, Dr. Ramami Panam, it went from father to son, from father to son. It changed at that point by Hordus. Now, Hordus became king. Frech de Ramban, wouldn't the owners be Miyayish on him? And Shmuel holds Hamaskar Avdai Yatzel Acheres. To Machloikas and Masecht is getting. If somebody is Maskar Avdai without giving a Star Shechrur, is the Eved free or not? It's Machloikas. Shmuel happens to hold that if you're Miyayish, give up on your Eved, he goes free. Now, wouldn't you think that somebody would be, that the owners were Miyayish and Hordus, he became the new king, right? So why is he in Eved? He's no longer in Eved.
He was owned by the Greeks?
He was owned by the Chashmonaim. So the Ramban gives three terutzim. One of them is they might have been dreaming, whoever the closest relatives were, might have been dreaming of returning to the kingdom, and therefore never gave up. There are people that way, that dream on. Take a look at the guy from Tibet. He's still dreaming on that he's going to rule Tibet one day, the Dalai Lama. Right? One day he might rule Tibet. To me, you and the doorpost, his chances of ruling Tibet are about the same chances that I have of ruling Tibet. But that's not, and I have no cheshit, but that's not the point, right? So they dreamed on, and therefore they weren't Mayayish. Or there was some relative somewhere, some Kutten, who can't be Mafker, who was the closest relative and was not Mayayish, and therefore he never got free. Or the third answer is that, I forgot already, he had three answers, Rambam. Whatever it is, he answers that he did not become free, he remains in heaven. Therefore, there are no descendants of hoarders that are not Avadim. End of story. Now, this guy claimed he comes from Chashmonoi, which hoarders tried to disguise that his descendants are Chashmonoim, not Avadim. So he gave away the fact that he's really in heaven. And therefore, they announced him in Pumbedisa, in Ardo, wherever this happened, wherever this guy lived, by the way, because that's where Rav Nachman was, they announced this guy is in heaven, and we'll see the consequences as we go on. Yes, doctor.
I did not know that. Thank you very much. Number two, so also there's a synchronicity at the time that the Nasi becomes lineage based up. Prior to this, I don't believe
it's for the same reason. Yes, the says that too. I should have mentioned that. Yes, for the same reason, I have to come from Beis David. Even though it did not come from male, it came from a female, it was David's daughter, but it doesn't make a difference.
This was actually the standard approach of the Greeks and the Romans, in that what they did was they appointed a subject government which could do anything except for levy taxes and make war. Until that people rebelled, and if that people rebelled, we all know the story, not just the
petition
brother.
The third answer I remembered now, I just remembered it. The third answer of what Rabban says is, that Yehuda himself holds Mavkrab de lo yatzul acheres. Enoch and Ami, according to Shmuel, it might be that the halacha is not true. But Rav Yehuda happens to hold Mavkrab de lo yatzul acheres. Therefore, but it's not, it's fair because the Gemara said Shmuel said it's in heaven, so I'm not going to get involved. But that's Rabban talks to me through with him, yes.
So there is someone left from Beit Hashmonai.
No.
So then, Avadim,
they claim to be Beit Hashmonai. There was no one left from Beit Hashmonai. But who does this guy, what happened was, who does Captain, the closest relative, nothing to do with Beit Hashmonai, could be a 15th cousin. Whoever inherits is a. Now, Hordas did something disgusting, call what you want. He preserved the body of this girl in honey for many years. So people should think he married her. There was never a Levaya. This is all Hordas' scheming. Okay. At the end of the day,
anybody could have taken him as a
it, you know, it's all theoretical. It would have been taking somebody else's heaven.
Oh, you mean
it's not so far. I'm not getting involved in this. You're bringing up a good point, but really has nothing to do with Agamara.
I know.
Okay. Nobody took him. He took people. He didn't take him. Nobody took him. Now, he was a very powerful king. I mean, within the confines of what his rights were, he built castles, the Herodian. He's historically a big figure in Russia. Killed out Chachmei Yisrael. There's a lot of negativity. He rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Gemara Baba Basra that he said the Romans won't let me. So Baba Ben Buta told them, you have a very simple Eitzah. You send a messenger to Rome, make sure he takes a year to get there. It'll be there a year and come back a year. By the time he comes back, you'll be finished. And said, I didn't realize you wouldn't give me permission. That's what the Gemara said in Baba Basra. So he did rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. That the Gemara says, whoever didn't see the Beis HaMikdash, L'Rab B'yam B'yam Yavim B'yamav, is going on his rebuilt Beis HaMikdash.
You can see very clearly which are the Herodian stuff.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Okay, yes.
I suppose an ancillary note that sky is not the brightest candle in the chandelier. Basically, as far as appeals to history, this is not an unknown story. Josephus had already published this 100 years prior to this. Well known, and he's basically saying, I will prove I'm not a slave. I come from slaves.
Yeah, but it's not so simple, because you use the term, not the brightest candle in the chandelier, which is good to say about that guy who tied it. But Rav Nachman didn't know the halacha. Rav Nachman said, and of him I would not dare say what you said.
No,
it's fine to say it about that person, because I don't care. But Rav Nachman also wasn't aware of the halacha.
I think you can understand Rav Nachman by saying that just because someone says they come from Ashkenazi, does this really have the legal status?
Could be.
Although you have mentioned that if someone says, but someone says about themselves, those stickers and stuff.
Again, Rashi. Don't Rashi. He called his children Chashmonoim. And Rashi says, Mistama, he didn't marry Jewish girls. The Nizarim, they would not have let. So Rashi's answering your hara. Rashi's saying the assumption is he married Avadim. If he said it once before, he can repeat it when it's negaya him. Might be doing it because of what happened to him. On the bridge, or a boat. That day that they made this announcement that this guy is an Eved Kenani, the official announcement in Nardov, Ikrin Kamak Subasiv in Nardov. Many Subas were ripped up in Nardov, meaning a lot of people from that family, and now they're all Avadim. So they ripped up many Subas. Now, unfortunately, I ask, why didn't they say there were many divorces? The answer is, there were no marriages. There weren't marriages. Because, obviously, if you have an Eved, it wasn't Kedushin Typhus. They didn't need a divorce. But they were Ksubas written, thinking it was kosher marriages, and now you find out that one of the partners is either an Eved or a Shivcha. There goes your marriage, means it was never a marriage, and then you don't owe Ksubas. Kikunafik, when Rav Yehuda left town, Nafka Basrei Lemergamei, the inhabitants of the town went out to stone him, because nobody wants to hear that they're puzzled. He just made a group of people, and I don't know how large the group, puzzle. And they were very upset, and they decided they will take revenge on Rav Yehuda, and they were going to stone him. Amalu, so he said to them, listen, Rabbi Sai, Ishtiku, shtiku, you keep quiet, I'll keep quiet. Bilai megalina alaychu, if not, I'll reveal more. Hadam Shmuel, Tartan Zeriasta Ikib ben Adab, Shmuel said, there are two big families in Adab. One should be called the family of the doves, and one should be called the ravens. One family should be called the ravens because they're not kosher, and one family should be called the doves because they are kosher, but nobody knows about them. And I'm not mechuyev to reveal, as we will learn soon, that you're not mechuyev to reveal about Yichus to the public, unless you have to. Rabbi Sai, if you guys don't keep quiet, I'll announce who they are, and there'll be a lot more psulim in town. So what happened was, Shad Yelahu Rigma Mizayo, they all dropped their stones, and there were so many of them, become Atma ben Har Malka. The Malka River got dammed up temporarily from the amount of stones that were dropped into that river as they were trying to stone Rav Yehuda. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Ikra Kamek Kesubasim and Ishe Aisha Mishpacha from the wives of this Mishpacha. Kikinavik Rav Yehuda Lemirgame, Vishagila Sulam, Zariasa Mishpacha. Kamatma Bar Malka, Vaisma Banam Shishlicha Menar, those stones that were thrown into the river, Amad Nichsho, Stimba, Adair, Bemeh Hanor, Umbanes Mahalach HaMayim, and it stopped the flow of water. Itma Stima Kedem Targum Satman, Tmunim, but Pasuk Satman Plushtim, Targum says, Tmunim Plushtoi. Okay, now, I'm not going to get into now about whether it's Mechuyev to reveal or not Mechuyev to reveal Psul Mishpacha, because that's the whole next Amad Gemara. So we'll let the Gemara do its thing before we get involved in that. But Rav Yehuda was saying, I know a lot of information that I could reveal if I want to, but I'm not. But if you force me, I will.
I mean, the
whether you would have not or not is a different Shiloh, because the Gemara is going to talk about whether you're allowed to or not. But it definitely is a good threat. It definitely makes for a good threat. Keep quiet or else. Now, I don't know what Rav Yehuda would have done, because the Gemara talks about later on what person should reveal, what person shouldn't reveal, so we'll see that when we go along. So, this is the story.
But Rabbi, if they had killed him, he's not revealing anything.
Well, he was going to reveal before they killed him. He's telling them, stop right now or not, I'm making an announcement.
And the Gemara's going to discuss whether it's proper for him to save his own life by doing this.
No, the Gemara's going to discuss whether it's proper to announce families that are apostle. But it definitely was in his purview, within his rights to do it. The Gemara is going to, we'll talk about it later. It's going to be in the Gemara, so why don't we leave the Gemara to his thing?
The blockage that they did.
It was a temporary dam. It the Malka River, by the way, I don't know where the Malka River is, but I'm sure it's flowing nicely.
The point of it is that they didn't stone him with a Milo, right?
Mm-hmm.
It just seemed that blockage.
It's just trying to show you how many stones they had. We're just saying, you know how many stones they had? It made a dam in the river. Now, I don't know if the river was 10 feet deep or 5 feet deep. I have no idea. It doesn't tell you. The Gemara assumes you know what the Malka River is. I don't know what the Malka River is. Yes? That's the Gemara, right? Machriz Rabbi Yehuda B'Pedisa. Rabbi Yehuda made the following announcement in Pumbedisa. Dr. Rashi, Machriz Yehuda B'Pedisa, Shamay Yashiv. This was his hometown. Now this he announced publicly. So it means obviously he felt that this should be announced publicly, which is Adav V'Yainis and Avdi. Those two people are Avadim Kananim. Yehuda by Papas and Mamzera, and Bati by Tuvia, Baram is Rucha, Leshacho Gita de Harusa. He was freed. The Adon said, I'm ready to free you. He said, I'm refusing to accept the Shtar Shechrur. I don't need your Shtar Shechrur. He was too much of a Balgaiva. So he remained in heaven. Because Rav Yehuda Shita is, you need a Shtar Shechrur. So Rav Yehuda made these announcements in Adah. Now, why he announced those things and didn't announce the other things, I'm not sure. I didn't see anybody talk about it, but that doesn't mean I don't know. He did announce these things in his own hometown. Machriz Rava ben Machuza. Rava made the following announcements in his city, which is Machuza. Bloy Danoi Tloy Meloy Zagoi, which Rashi doesn't know whether they're names of people or names of cities. Kulum Lipso. They're all Pasul. Period. He made that announcement. Rashi? Dr. Rashi? Bloy Danoi Tloy Meloy Zagoi Shmais Bekaimus and Mishbachas. See the names of little villages or families, and Rava made the announcement, beware of marrying into those families or places. Yes, doctor.
Well, I suspect, I think the reason seems obvious. These were places under their bailiwick. They had control and they had responsibility for the social
life. See, I'd rather you not speculate, because Gemara's going to get into this. Okay. So this is why I always like to let Gemara do its thing before we start saying our own shot.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, I said, Gemara's going to talk about this, so we'll let the Gemara do its thing. That's a Gemara right. Amar Rav Yosef. Amar Rav Yehuda. Hi, Gavoi, Gavoini. The city of Gavoi is named that way because people from Givon went there, who are Nesinim, who you're not allowed to marry. People commute themselves, please. Durunisa, the city of Durunisa stands for Droid and Isiroi, cities of Nesinim. Meaning both those cities have Nesinim, stay away. Rashi, Gavoi Gavoinim, Klim Hashem Shai Gavoinim, Niku Babo Gavoy. That's why the city in Babel was called Gavoy. Karv the Gavaina Bishmam. It's close to the word Gavaini. Dunun is Dard in the Sinoi. Kvar Nasinim Hayu. Dura means Kvar, village, because I'm a Dura Jerusa. Abale Mari Duroi, the owner of the village. Hashem to Kvar Nasinim. Since it was a village of Nasinim, Niku Dernunis, it's called Dernunis. I'm Rabbi Yisef. Hi, Beikuvi de Pumpadisa. The village next to Pumpadisa, which is called Beikuvi, Kulam de Avdi, are all descendants of Avadim and Shefchas. Rashi, Beikuvi de Pumpadisa, Kfar Hasamuch el Pumpadisa, the Mikri Beikuvi. Dr. Gemara Weiter. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mishmu. Now here comes a historical fact. Arba Meis Avadim, I don't know how to pronounce his name. Pashkor or Pishkar? Pashkor ben Imar. He was a very powerful person in the days of Yirmiyah. And he had either 400 or 4,000 Avadim. Now, him and Yirmiyah did not get along. He put Yirmiyah in prison. When he came out, Yirmiyah told him, cursed him and told him whatever Nebuah about him. It was not so positive. He moved to Babel. That's what he did. The Kulam Nitmu Bakuna. And what happened is, these Avadim married daughters of Kahanim, right? And because they ate Truma, because they're Avadim of Kahanim. So the daughters of Kahanim thought they could marry them. Meaning they forgot that they were Avadim, people forgot, treated them like Kahanim. They intermarried into Kahanim. The Kulam Nitmu Bakuna. And they're Pasul Lakuna. Now, I'm not talking about being Pasul for a Yid, but they become Chalalim. Because they now married into Avadim, and even though the Vlad is kosher, but we learned earlier, Pasul Miyikri, still Pasul Lakuna. So therefore, you should know that those people out there, they're Kahanim in that city, they're all from Avadim. And they're not kosher or Kahanim. The Kokayan, Shiashla, Aziz Panim, Einamahem. And if you find a Kayan that is a Dacious, is a Mechutzif, you should know it comes from that. The meters of chutzpah, this is what he's saying, are from Avadim. He says he's a Kayan. Yeah, he comes from Kahanim biologically, genetically, but he's not a kosher a Kayan. Therefore, it manifests itself, this is what I'm just quoting Rabbi Yehuda Mishmu, that it manifests itself in being a mechutzah. I'm Rabbi Abaya.
The descendants married Kahanim.
What?
The descendants married Kahanim.
There was people in those days married people in their own town. Very rarely was a shidduch made from a different city. So if you lived in a village and this is what everybody was, chances are this is what everybody is.
So all these 4,000 avadim, male and female?
Male.
They're all male. So
or maybe female. I don't know. Doesn't make a difference. Possible lacuna either way.
Well, the men married women.
It's still Pasul Lakuna. It's not Pasul Lako. But an Evan that lives with a woman, the kid's Pasul Lakuna. He's a Kol.
You mean they're descendants?
Yeah.
Not even Kol, they're not Kohanim.
Well, that's what Kol is. A Kol is a non Kohanim. They're not about them if the father's in heaven. The mother's a Jewish girl. A Vlad Kasher. They married B'nai's Kahuna. What happened was, Amar ben Peshkar moved there. He brought along Avadim, and he also brought along
family. He also brought along what?
Kashmir Kahanim.
Oh.
Right. Dr. Gemara, Rabbi Kulam Yasu B'shur in Ardov. They're all in the front row in Ardov, meaning they're all getting Kashmir positions. Even though they're really halalim. Pligid Rablazar, Mbisa, Kayan Bazis Metzach. Rablazar holds, if you see a Kayan at the Dacious, Altar Achrof. Don't question his kashrus. Shadamba Ba'amcha Kimribe Kayan. Your nation is like. Is, what?
Quarrelsome.
Like quarrelsome Kahanim. Seems Kahanim were very quarrelsome. I saw one of the Mepharshim say, is because they felt a little bit higher than everybody else. I'm Kayan, Kashim. And then when people said that to them, who you to argue with me? And it ended up that they got into a lot of quarrels. Rashi. Dr. Rashi? Paschim and Imar ben Meir and Mihai. Yakulam nitmu v'kuna v'gzina g'dayla. Nitmu nitmu. They got mixed up. Nasu b'nais ka'anim shemakzikim atum b'ka'anim v'shechum b'truma. Nachma shayav d'ka'anim. They were legally eating truma. Al tar achra v'achim mishpachtam shem b'nei b'riva k'duchzim k'mri v'kayin. Yes, doctor.
For anyone who zips that I read probably 50 years ago, church records from medieval Europe, which you could tell how far away the people married from one town to another, and something as little as a very portable string essentially blocked all marriage in the town. But the thing is, this is relevant to something we talked about a couple of days ago, which is identifying a coin by eating truma. And I did not think of this, but it does show that eating truma is a very bad way of identifying a coin, and especially at this time, which is prior to the Corpus, that there's real truma and there's real consequence, such as offering karbanas during your shift in the...
Again, reality is reality. Mal Matruma Yuxin, whether it was right or not, happened.
Agreed. No, that's not my problem. My problem is, why didn't the Mephorshim mention this in terms of the Gemara on identifying someone as a kind by eating truma?
Because it's a machlaika. Is it Mal Matruma Yuxin or not? It's a machlaika. Here what it's saying is, in that village, it happened.
They knew they were not supposed to marry these people. They didn't do it.
They did it against the law, of course. Yeah. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Amarav Avim Barada Amarav. Kanaisi Ishishay Nagenislai, which Rashi learned yesterday, we saw Psulim. Kashibarhu Mashvish Chinosai. Made Akal Ashvatim, they made Allah. When the Rabbi Nishnah will rest his Shekhinah, he will testify to the kashrus of all the other families and not testify about this family. Now, again, the Chiddush over here, someone to learn Eina Hagenis Loi means not proven to be Miyuchasim, meaning not that they are proven not to be Miyuchasim, but it's not a proven yichus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't testify about them because they didn't do the proper research. Some want to learn it's really psulim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not testify about their standing, just leave them out. Whatever that means, I'll let everybody speculate. Shenemah shiftei ka edus liyisrael. Amos I have edus liyisrael. When is Hashem a testimony about yidden? B'sman shashvatim shiftei ka. Rashi? Edith Yisroel, Eisen Shem Yisroel, who made Aleim Shem Yishaloi. Rabbi Nishan will say, they belong to me.
But I thought we said yesterday that there's an opinion that said that she's not your madriga.
Again, I don't know how that would work here. I know the Shultas. I don't know. I don't have an answer. Nothing to my right. Yes.
Kol HaNoisi is going on the Akasher Yin.
Yes. Nothing to my right. He will only rest the Shekhinah on pure genetic Yidden. Shenemar, Be'ez Ahinu Hashem Eil Lekim L'chol Mishpachais Yisrael. L'chol Yisrael Le'nemar. L'chol Mishpachais. Meaning that the family is pure. Hey Ma'il L'am, they will be my nation. Rashi, Mishpachais Yisrael. Mishpachais Hashem Yisrael Gemurim. Yes. It just says they won't have that same level of Ashras Hashchina. Didn't say anything else. They're Jewish, but they won't have that level of the Ashras Hashchina.
No.
Nothing my right. I'm a Rabbi Baruch Hu. Zu Maile Yisera Yesh Ben Yisrael Legerim. This is a mildly Yisera. The Yisrael have over comforts. Little be Yisrael k'sev, but Yisrael little kim, them a yilul liam. First Hashem is their God, then they are my nation. Little be game k'sev, me who's our Arabus liboy, who donated his heart? What does he translate Arabus liboy?
pledged.
Pledge this heart. The gacha silai no mashem to come close to me. The yisim li l'am, the nechi ayalam l'likim. They become my nation, then I become their God. Meaning by yidden, it's a given that the Rabbi Nishan will be the car of them. By Gerim, they have to come close to them first, and then the Rabbi Nishan is master screen on them. Raj?
They already came.
Right?
They're Megayer.
Let's see what Rashi said. That Rashi, Yisrael Ksiv, Yisrael Elohim, Abba B'Sheinim Liliyah, even though they're not behaving properly. B'Torek Shani Mekarv them, Hem Yililiyah, but I'll be Mekarv of them, and that will cause them to do tshuva. Abba Gerim, Eim Mekarv and Eisim Eshemayim, Eim Ken Heim Mekarv and Atzon Tchila, Liyais Toivim. Meaning, a ger becomes a ger, that itself was a huge step. He just recognized Hashem, accepted the mitzvahs. But the Rabbi Nishlam is only master shechina if he behaves. The yid that's born doesn't have the option of leaving. Either there's the ger, but the ger didn't have an option of not coming. So if he comes, he has to conform. See, this is where the friar go a little bit upset at the halacha, not that I care that they're upset. Because a born Jew, Nachman al-Islam, can be totally off the D, and he's still Jewish. And a ger, who doesn't become a proper ger, is not Jewish. Teretz says, if the ger has to accept Judaism, he has to accept it properly. If not, it's not a good Judaism. And therefore, it requires him a certain extra effort to be real to his gerus. The yid is born a yid, and once you're born a yid, you're stuck, whether you like it or not, and therefore, the Rabbi Nishan will be makar of you.
Why would he?
Because you're a yid. Because you're Zer Avraham Yitzchak
B'Yakov.
Again, the Rabbi Nishan is saying, every yid is my nation, and I will be trying to be makar of them. Now, obviously, there are people that don't get this makar so fast, but that's the fact. And that the gerim, they became my nation, which is unbelievable schuss. But Lamaisa, since they became and they're not born, they have to behave the role that they accepted.
They become a yid, if they do it correctly, they're just like a regular yid, right?
So the Gemara is saying, not in one certain point. They have to maintain their commitment. I'll be very blunt. I never committed myself to Yiddishkeit. I was born into it. Now, it happens to be that I didn't commit myself. I try to commit myself every day. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. I try to commit Kabbalah El Mitzvahs. I try to do this every day. But I'm a yid whether I do or not. The ger, what makes him the ger is his commitment.
But once he's committed...
Yes and no. That's what the Gemara is saying.
Once he's committed, is
that's the stay with his commitment.
What? And if he goes off the deep?
He's still a yid, but he doesn't get that same chat in the Shemaya that boring yid didn't get. I don't know why. I can't answer it, but that's what the Gemara is saying.
No.
Once a yid, always a yid. If it was a real Gerus. The problem with Gerus going off is that you have to question whether it was a real Gerus or not. How sincere were they in the first place? Meaning, we make it very difficult for Gerim to become Gerim for a reason. Because we're afraid of the rate of, let me see if I know the English word, recidivism. We're afraid of recidivism. Recidivism. Means they go back. And therefore, we have to make sure he's really sincere. We don't want a guy to become a ger, and then 6 months later he breaks up with his girlfriend, and he goes back to being a guy.
So the ger shouldn't count?
All I'm saying is, Gerus needs to have a certain level of acceptance and commitment.
And Rabbi, if he has children while he's off the ger, are the children, what status are they?
Who's the mother? Jewish or not Jewish?
The mother is totally Jewish.
So the kids are Jews.
Okay, what if it's the wife who's the ger?
So if it was a sincere Gerus.
Yeah, but she's off the dare.
What? Was it a sincere Gerus to begin with?
Yeah, she was converted at the highest level anybody could imagine. But now she's off the dare, and while she's off the dare, she has
Jewish.
A child.
According to most, you say them, the kids are Jewish.
But nobody really knows.
The kids are Jewish. Yashafat ben Avram, Yashafat ben Avram, had his gavus in the highest level. He was listening to relatives Bezin of Bnei Brak. He's 100% Jewish.
People could know, or the Beis Din could know, or...
Listen, the Beis Din did their best to investigate.
Right, but at the end...
That means they knew. We have to assume they knew.
That means halakhically, implication about what the Beis Din think they knew or didn't know, I guess.
Again, this I can't tell you. A Beis Din doesn't read minds unless they have Ruach HaKodesh. But...
Schrodinger's cat.
But you assume that we have a Bezin like of Nissen Karelev, they have this Yata Nishmaya, that they don't make mistakes.
And today's Bezin, the same thing?
I talked about a Bezin of Nissen Karelev, it still exists in the neighborhood.
Oh.
What? I don't know where he is. Again, I don't know where he is, but if a Nissen Karelev is Bezin, accepted him as a Begir, he's 100% a Begir.
I suggest, Rebbe, question.